It's Gee.
It's 8:09, and if you or a loved one have ever received a cancer diagnosis, how supported did you feel by the doctors and medical team that were helping you at the time? Sadly, a Ballarat father of two says when he was diagnosed with a neuroendocrine cancer, which I understand is not a particularly rare cancer, the process of being diagnosed and treated was drawn out and impacted on his mental health. Chris Gelgin is from Creswick and is with us now. Thanks for sharing your story with us, Chris.
Thank you, Debbie. Nice to be here.
Can I ask what led you to seek medical care in the first place?
Look, basically, I had a lot of just normal mundane symptoms. So I felt very tired. I had a lot of abdominal pain, vomiting, just normal everyday things you get, with gastro type of symptoms, I guess. I went to the hospital a few times and they just put it down to, stress, lifestyle, things like that. I had two kids, so, that's probably the most common thing. And they sent me away just thinking that that's what it was. And then lo and behold, in October of 2023, I got the cancer diagnosis, yeah.
Do you feel like you were blown off at that time, Chris?
Little bit. Yeah, look, at times I thought I was. Like, I just, you trust doctors that they know what they're doing, and you think, that's what I've got. But it just didn't seem right. And looking back on it now, I think, there were signs there that there wasn't something right. So I'm glad I sort of, pushed it to get the diagnosis.
It's a bit of a trope as well that men aren't as good at seeking care for these types of things. Was that the case for you? But it sounded like you were quite proactive in chasing it up, even though you had been told it wasn't anything to worry about.
Yeah, look I'm first of all, my hand up. I'm one of those people that's like, she'll be right type of mentality, I guess. So I just put it down to, I'll be right. I'm not sick. Nothing's wrong with me. But, you look at it now, you just never know that there might be something underneath there that's happening, and unfortunately it was in my case, yeah.
And so you received this diagnosis for a neuroendocrine cancer, and then I understand you underwent 10 hours of surgery to remove half your pancreas and some of your stomach and gallbladder?
That's correct, yes. So I was one of the lucky ones with this cancer. I was diagnosed at stage 3, so they were able to do a surgery, which is called a Whipple procedure. They basically take out a portion of the stomach, in my case, half the pancreas, some of the gallbladder, and the small intestines, and basically replumb everything. And in my case, I were lucky enough to get all the tumours and the cancer, which was great. So it's just a matter of scans and things moving forward, and hopefully it doesn't come back, yeah.
Are doctors expecting that you will remain in remission?
They're confident, yes. So when I had the surgery, which was, as you said, 10 hours long, they got what they could see. But with neuroendocrine cancer, it's quite a slow-growing cancer. So, in my case, it could have been growing for up to 5 years and we would have known, So it could come back in the future. I don't know. I hope it doesn't. But unfortunately, we'll just have to wait and see.
What impact is it having on you now, Chris?
Look, a lot of lifestyle changes. I've had to, learn how to eat new foods. There's some foods I can't eat anymore. I feel a lot tired a lot of the time. So it has a massive change on my life. Mentally, it's been very, very tough. My mental health probably suffered early on in the piece. I was, very, very down. And, I felt a lot of guilt for my family. My wife had to pick up the slack with the kids. I couldn't do what I used to do. So it's been hard the last 12 months. So a lot of changes going forward, yeah.
And so you've mentioned you have a wife. I think you have a 3-year-old daughter and 6-year-old son.
Yes, correct.
You sort of just touched on this, but what impact has your diagnosis and treatment had on them, do you think?
My daughter, not so much. She's quite young, so she just knows that Dad's feeling unwell. My son, who's older, has sort of come to understand that it might be something a bit more serious. But look, they've been great. My wife she's my rock. She is just amazing, and she's helped me through every step. She drove me to the appointments. She's held my hand through it all. She's cried with me. We've got through a lot together. And without her, I just think I'd be a different person, to be honest with you, yeah.
You're listening to Chris Kelgin. He's from Creswick and underwent a neuroendocrine cancer. Tell us about neuroendocrine cancer, Chris, because is it a rare cancer or not? I can't say I'd heard of it before.
Yeah, look, I'd never heard of it either. You think, what's neuroendocrine? You think brain, I guess, and that's what I first thought, but it's actually the 7th most diagnosed cancer in Australia, and it's like one diagnosis every 90 minutes in Australia. So there's about almost 30,000 Australians currently living with it. And it can be rare. There's certain types that, you know, are more rare, and there's more that are quite common. But the main thing is that it presents with very common symptoms, and I think that's why it gets missed. And my local GP, he had no idea, and he had to basically Google what it was because he'd never heard of it before. And that's what got me thinking. It's like, well, this is the seventh most common cancer in Australia. How come no one knows about this? And that's what sort of pushed me to be a bit more of an advocate to, you know, get the message out there that, you know, this is common. It's happening. We need to know about this. Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're doing with us today, getting the news out. But why is it, I wonder, that people don't know about it? Chris, have you, in your reading, have you sort of discovered why that might be the case?
Look, I don't know why. It's dismissed, I guess. But there's, you know, as you might know, there's famous people out there who've had this, like Steve Jobs, you know, from Apple. He's had neuroendocrine cancer. Aretha Franklin, again, cancer, the same thing. So it's out there, but people sometimes don't necessarily understand it. It's like, it's not pancreatic cancer, it's pancreatic neuroendocrine cancer. So there's that very two different things. So it can be a bit misinformed, I guess, but it's definitely out there.
And Chris, you mentioned that your mental health has really suffered from everything you've gone through. I mean, obviously, having a cancer diagnosis and having such radical treatment isn't going to be great for your life anyway. But is there anything that you think would have helped support you through this process better in the first instance?
I think if I was believed a bit more, like I just didn't feel supported enough, I guess, when in the early days. So when I sort of presented to hospital, I mean, they did all the scans and things, which was great, and they just thought, oh, he'll be right, sort of, you know, it must be this, get him stable, get him out the door. But there was obviously something else that was underlying. And I'm really glad that I advocated for myself, and that's what I sort of want to tell the listeners is, you know, if you feel there's something wrong, keep pushing until you get that diagnosis, if there is one. I hope there's not, but that's what I really want to get the message out there. It's like, you can ask for a second opinion, you can ask for a third opinion, it's fine, you know. And I'm glad I did, because in this case, had I not, we could be looking at stage four or worse.
Absolutely. And you had your surgery leased at Peter Mac in Melbourne, because it is obviously highly specialised surgery that they wouldn't be able to do locally for you. Did they provide any mental health treatment for you as well?
They did. I had a multidisciplinary team. I had psychologists, I had dietitians, I had surgeons, oncologists, the whole works, and they were fantastic. I cannot fault Peter Mac as a cancer centre. So even today I still see the psychologists and things, and we talk about things, and so it's been amazing. Yeah.
We've got to go. Thank you so much for sharing your story, and best of luck with it all, Chris.
My pleasure, Debbie. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Chris Gelgen there, neuroendocrine cancer patient from Creswick, raising the awareness.